Now we're going to navigate all the way down to the water's edge. So we're going to follow this road, stay to the far right as possible. We'll be passing by two different outlets for viewing on the left-hand side called Blind Beach and Arch View along the way. We'll go through the open gate and make the narrow hairpin turn to the left, being careful to watch for oncoming traffic as you turn left. As we make our way further down, we'll continue going straight and we'll now be heading south. We'll pass Whale Point, which is framed with a white fence on our right, and then wait at the stop sign. So now we'll need to watch for vehicles coming up the hill. This is a one-car, bumpy road, and when it's clear, you can go ahead and take your turn down to the large parking lot below. And then when you get there, just look at that view. That beautiful rock formation out there, it's called Arch Rock, and it was made famous when a pirate ship sailed right by it in the movie The Goonies. Now, before the Russians, Europeans, Spaniards, and Mexicans came to Sonoma County, these coastal regions belonged to the Miwok and Pomo Indians. And even much further back in time, the mighty mastodons roamed this area. Archaeologists, paleontologists, and geologists all have theorized that these rocks were used as scratching posts by herds of migrating mastodons and mammoths about 20,000 years ago. Now, you are probably wondering why this area is called Goat Rock. This giant rock formation connected to the parking lot, jutting into the sea, is known as Goat Rock. And it's only named that because a very long time ago, herds of goats would graze here. That was before this parking lot was created. In the 1920s, this parking lot was the result of a quarry operation, which produced the separation of Goat Rock from the mainland. And a rail line was formed to carry the quarry stone to the mouth of the Russian River, where it would then be loaded to ships headed for San Francisco. Well, that entire operation was abandoned when they ran out of land to quarry. But to this day, you can still find evidence of the old quarry operation. On the north side of the parking lot, you'll see the old carts and gears rusting away among the boulders. And then on the northeast side of the beach, if you look carefully, you'll find what's left of the actual rail car tracks jutting out from the sand. Now, I know you're anxious to get out there and explore, so here's some tips for you. Number one, stay out of the water. Remain on the east side of the berm. This beach is one of the most dangerous beaches on the coast and is known for riptides and sneaker waves. Number two, here's a little secret. If you look carefully, you'll find sea glass on the beach, so bring something to carry your treasure in. Number three, the mouth of the Russian River on the north side is home to a colony of harbor seals. Just keep your distance. All right, now, to get to the beach, you can look for the pathways between the rocks on either side of this parking lot. You can also visit the other parking lot on the north side, where you just have a short walk over the dunes to reach the beach. To get there, just exit this parking lot, going back the way we came, and take the left at the fork in the road. You'll find restrooms and picnic tables at the other parking lot, too. Okay, I release you now to have fun, and I'll see you when you get back. You can pause the tour now.